So this is Ocean Gazing. It's the podcast where we find out that the oceans actually connect us all, even when we're on opposite sides of the planet. I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro. Xuchen Wang is a research scientist. He's at the University of Massachusetts at Boston in the Department of Environmental, Coastal, and Ocean Sciences. He's from China originally, and now he splits his professional time between there and here.
Based on my experience working in China, I realized that marine science education in China is so limited to a few number of people. And the average, the general population about marine science is just not there. They just don't know what's going on with the ocean. All they know is seafood about the ocean. So.
And Wang got interested in doing something about that, about raising the ocean literacy of his country. Now, one of Wang's colleagues is in the same department at UMass Boston, Professor Bob Chen. Chen's an organic geochemist, and he's been actively involved with ocean science education for years. He's really good at forming partnerships with all kinds of groups, like Boston Public Schools, for example. Wang thought Chen would really benefit from a trip to China and might have ideas for how to build up collaboration of some sort. So a few years ago, when Wang was working at the Chinese Academy of Science in Qingdao, he invited Chen to go with him to China. And Chen, he was just blown away.
Things were possible in China that were not possible in the United States or any other country in the world. New cities were popping up in spans of less than 5 years, and it was clear that science was changing at a very rapid pace. You know, China is remarkably prosperous currently. They are moving on an upward trend in science and technology. And it was something that if you don't collaborate now, then you're going to be missing a lot of opportunities.
Fast forward now to early March of this year. Bob Chen and Xuchen Wang, along with Minhan Dai, a professor and dean at Xiamen University in China, and a bunch of Chinese and American students, professors, and government officials worked to organize the first ever COSI China Planning Workshop to talk about what a COSI, that is, a Centers for Ocean Sciences Education Excellence, might look like in China, who would be involved, how it would be structured. The workshop involved a delegation of 15 individuals, each one from a different COSI center in the U.S. I applied, and I was fortunate enough to be selected as one of the delegation. The next two episodes of Ocean Gazing are devoted to this workshop and the future of ocean science education in China. Stay tuned. We got to China with an extra day before the official workshop started, and so we visited the Great Wall. It was terrifically impressive. It just undulates with the hillsides and mountains running up and down the slopes. The day we went, there were tons of people there. The Great Wall was blanketed with snow, making the steeper portions really treacherous, actually. I walked with our tour guide, whose English name is Janet, but whose Chinese name...
My Chinese name is Yang Cuijie. You climb the wall, you climb the top, there is a stone tablet right down with Chinese character. You are not a real hero until you are here. This is a very old Chinese saying.
Seeing the Great Wall and everybody on it really drove home what China is capable of.
They have the manpower and the will and the capacity to be able to pull off large projects on a global scale that the U.S. can't. The U.S. would still be doing an environmental impact statement of the first brick.
The workshop ahead felt like climbing up a part of the Great Wall, an important climb for sure, but challenging nevertheless. The pressure was really on to have a successful workshop and one that really got things moving forward towards establishing a COSI China.
To be honest, the first day was sort of like a pressure cooker. You know, here it is. There's a lot of important people in the room. All the state, you know, the national officials that could make the decision to go or not to go.
The two-day workshop started with a series of introductions and welcomes. We learned about the state of ocean research and education in the U.S. and China, what COSI is in the U.S., and what it could look like for China. There were presentations, question and answer sessions, group discussions, and during the coffee, dessert, and fruit breaks, some of the Chinese participants told me what they thought about the workshop, the opportunities and the obstacles.
Can you tell me what you do?
My name is Bai Ge from the National Nature Science Foundation of China.
And why is international cooperation important?
Nowadays, the scientist is very global. The mankind we are facing to the common science issues such as disease and global change, global warming. So to need the science work together, not only in one country, but it should be the whole world.
My name is Wen Shengjiang. I'm from Fushan University of China. I am the vice dean.
You were talking yesterday about some of the obstacles to creating a COSI China.
Because this kind of organization is for the education, so university researchers, they don't have enough time. This is a problem. Another problem is that for the high school students, they have a lot of burden to enter the university, so they don't want to spend so many time on this kind of things, because oceanography is not a part of examinations.
My name is Bill Chan. I'm working for National Science Foundation, Office of International Science and Engineer. I'm hoping this concept of ocean education could be extended to China and also train the Chinese 1.3 billion people. Probably more than 40% of them has some interaction with the coastal area. And for those people to have a concept of safeguard Chinese marine resources and their marine environment.
My name is Li Wen, and I'm a master candidate from Xiamen University.
And why did you come to this workshop?
Because of my will to be some kind of in-between person.
And what do you mean by in-between person?
Since I'm now a student of the marine biology, I love it, and I think I will love it more when I step back a little bit and to be the person who introduced or to draw the ordinary people's attention to this amazing subject. I feel excited about it because that's the exact thing I want.
The students we met were so driven and excited about being part of COSI China, about doing the work of connecting people. Li Wen was one example, Sammy Wong was another. He's a master's student at Xiamen University, and he put together a video, which you're listening to now, of pictures that he'd taken at the workshop and music that he'd selected, and we all watched it at the end of the workshop.
So the workshop, I think, was incredibly successful in that COSI China has been initiated. It's sort of beyond expectations. Speaking to how fast things can happen in China, 2 days after the workshop, we got notice from State Oceanic Administration that the equivalent of the U.S. NOAA, that they were supporting the initiation of COSI China. I mean, 2 days. We do know there will be another meeting, a second planning workshop of the seven universities, plus probably three more. The other main positive, I think, was making personal connections between 15 U.S. individuals and 30 Chinese individuals. And that diversity of interest, I think, was a very strong positive.
The workshop came to a close after 2 days, but the U.S. delegation, we continued our trip. We flew to Xiamen in the south of China, where we visited with high school and university students. I'll say more about those exchanges on the next podcast, but I thought I'd leave you with one of my favorite memories from the whole trip. It takes place on the beach in Xiamen, so I want you to picture a warm, sunny day. A gently sloping sandy beach with the sound of calm waves lapping at the shore. There are industrial signs, too. Several effluent pipes drain into the sea. A handful of boats and ferries scurry out on the water. Walking along the beach are Lundy Spence, the director of COSI Southeast in the U.S., and one of the U.S. delegates, and Sammy Wong, who I mentioned before. They walk together, scanning the beach for treasure.
So we're looking at old bricks. Like, you know, you can look at old bricks and
tear it different.
Like this might be 200 years old, it might be 100 years old. So on the beach, not only do we have sand and shells, but we have remnants of human development, right? This goes to my old brick collection.
We're so proud to have Xiamen samples in your collection.
Exactly,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What dreams are you two carrying back?
I really like that COSI China could be established. And also, I'm so eager to go to the United States to learn some very simple way to teach kids about ocean sciences. And then I could share my experience in Xiamen in China.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, gosh, I'm carrying back the dreams that we have to keep this COSI connection going. Dreams, yeah. Dreams build one world, one ocean, right?
Yeah, one world, one ocean. Exactly.
That's what dreams do.
Yeah. We share the same dreams.
We didn't receive any guesses on last episode's Sonic Stumper, so I thought I'd try one more time. You're listening to a type of recreational activity, at least for some. So what is that activity? Visit our website, oceangazing.org, to send in your guess. You'll also find our China blog, videos and photos from our trip to China, and an audio clip of Bob Chen recounting some of his favorite moments from that week. There are lots of people to thank for this episode: Vera Shi, Carrie Lee, Huiwang Gao, and Wenqing Cao. And of course, Minhan Dai, Bob Chen, and Xuchen Wang. Xixie. Ocean Gazing is a product of COSI, and we receive our financial support from the National Science Foundation.